This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Arkansas businesses can benefit from exporting goods to markets. Recently passed trade agreements with Colombia, Korea, and Panama have paved the way for agricultural exports, as well as consumer and industrial exports. Incoming chair of the Arkansas District Export Council, Graham Catlett, says businesses should take advantage of the new markets opening.
First, they need to have a plan. They need to understand what exporting means and how they intend to export their products. They need to identify their market. They need to understand how to protect themselves in getting paid, and they need to understand how to ship those products. And all of those things can be taught. They're relatively straightforward principles, and they shouldn't scare a company, but they should be used by a company to expand their sales.
In 2010, Arkansas' shipment of merchandise totaled $5.2 billion. Arkansas State University is joining the Arkansas District Export Council and the Arkansas Export Assistance Center in launching Export University. This is directed toward Arkansas companies wanting to engage in international trade or expand into new international markets. Export University will be held January 31st from 1 to 3 in Jonesboro at ASU's Delta Center for Economic Development, February 1st from 9 to 11 at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock Reynolds Business Center, and February 2nd from 9 to 11 at the University of Arkansas Reynolds Center in Fayetteville.
Business and academic leaders will help the University of Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas community observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day. 5 days of activities are scheduled. Events include a screening of the documentary Daisy Bates, First Lady of Little Rock, a day of service, the annual MLK Day March and Vigil, and the 16th annual Recommitment Banquet. The theme of this year's celebration is Service to Many Leads to Greatness. Tickets for the banquet are $25 for adults and $15 for students and can be reserved on the committee's website at www.nwamlk.org.
And a few sports notes for you. The University of Arkansas women's basketball team lost to Mississippi 60-54 last night. However, the Razorbacks will be back in action at 1:30 Sunday afternoon when they take on Auburn at home. You can also watch the University of Arkansas men's basketball team this weekend. The Razorbacks will take on LSU at home tomorrow at 8 o'clock.